It's the JD Cymru North podcast with me, Mark Webber. It got feisty at Flint this weekend against Prestatyn. We'll be reviewing that game and, of course, looking ahead to the next weekend of action. Dean Jones joins me as ever for some sporadic chat about banger managers, player of the month and manager of the month shortlists, and of course that look ahead. But first, let's go back to that game on Saturday. It finished Flint Town United 2, Prestatyn Town 3. Very tasty it was too. Both managers to come. Here's the first one. Niall McGuinness, Flint Town United.
Yeah, it was a very difficult result to take on a Saturday. I think the lads deserved a little bit more than what we got from the game. I felt we were definitely worthy of a point, at least. But having said that, we can't afford to make the mistakes we did in a game of that nature. I felt Prestatyn, as good as they are as an attacking side going forward, they didn't actually have to work for any of the goals that they scored, the three goals. I think the three defensive errors that can be cut out, and we haven't really done that this season. So to make three in one game in such a big game of football as well was frustrating and frustrating to see, because, as I said, them mistakes could have been made against any other team in the league. So it's something we've got to look at and obviously look to address. We scored two very good goals, and on a different day I felt we could have scored a couple more. We've missed some two or three good chances towards the second half, and we look to move on now and make sure we aim for 3 points in our next game away at Clamrider on Saturday. Which again is going to be a very difficult game. They're going really well. They're in good form, and obviously it's a very difficult place to go. I know teams have struggled a lot this season. The table doesn't lie. The position they're in, that they're worthy to be there. So our lads have got to sort of roll their sleeves up and be ready to go and battle against them on Saturday. And we'll have a game plan that we hope will work and that we'll play towards, and fingers crossed we come away with the 3 points and we can build on that.
And another win in the bag for Neil Gibson's Prestatyn, and really keen to focus on the fact that this was a team effort for them.
The players that were on the pitch, the subs that got on and the ones that didn't get on, the players that weren't in the squad today that were on the bench cheering all the lads on, and all the backroom staff and fans. That's the most important thing, fans. I think we probably outnumbered Flint again today with our support. We felt we were in it together. And when we were a man down and we needed that character in the second half when things were going against us, you know, that's the sort of thing that you win football matches with. You know, if you don't have that character and team spirit and togetherness, you know, from the captain right through to any supporter, then, you know, you don't win games of football, and that's what's got us over the line today. You know, we're building something quite special here, and I think that's got us through in very difficult circumstances today. And despite playing with 10 men for 45 minutes, with the exception of the balls that went into the box, and then being a physical presence and a physical threat, which I thought our lads coped with admirably, you know, they only scored two goals. So we come away from that 3-2 victors, and, you know, and pick up a very important 3 points.
Just the last question. Some pundits have said that was the title decider game. Spoke to Martin Jones. He says it's too early in the season. What's your actual feelings on people saying this is the title deciding game?
No, I think it's too early, you know, to be saying anything like that. I think that's a ninth league game out of 32. So, you know, there's no way that's a title deciding game, because there's so many more matches to play and points to play for. You know, I think we could be still have, you know, 69 points to play for. So whatever the gap is at the moment in time, you know, it'd never be a title deciding game. You know, I think that's a lack of respect as well to the other teams in the league, who probably think that they have got an equal opportunity to try and press to win the league this season.
Well, it was a feisty affair, one player being sent off, of course. Dean, 7 days ago you said if Flint don't win this, that's the title challenge over. Do you stick by that?
Yeah, it's a disappointing one for Flint, really, especially with Prestatyn going down to 10 men. I know, having spoken to Niall, he was pretty distraught at the way his side made mistakes at crucial times, and they're now 10 points behind with a game in hand, obviously. I did say last week that you could write the title race off, as far as I'm concerned, and Neil Gibson had something to say about that with another sly dig, which is the second time he's called me disrespectful. I stand by what I say, given the fact that Prestatyn are in such a commanding position, scoring so many goals, finding so many different ways to win. Can you envision them dropping sort of 6-7 points between now and the end of the season? I can't.
Well, they are certainly setting the pace, Prestatyn. It'd be interesting to see if that does continue. Well, Player of the Month and Manager of the Month shortlist to come. Perhaps an interesting omission from the Player of the Month shortlist. We'll discuss that with Dean in a second. But first, Dean, let's talk about Bangor. This time last week, we were predicting in the Anfield Wrap, and John Barnes joining us. Didn't turn out to be that way, of course. But surprisingly, well, or unsurprisingly, with Bangor every down, still a big statement of intent, hiring a new manager who was a one-time teammate of Diego Maradona's.
Yeah, I mean, he's a World Cup winner. I don't think you've had many of them in Tier 2 over the years. I mean, it's a bit out of left field, but nothing you didn't really expect from Bangor, given what's gone on over the last sort of 2 years there. Whether he can sort of galvanise the setup again remains to be seen, really. I don't know what his experience is of going to sort of different places like Rhythm and in this league, but he's going to have to adapt quickly. Hopefully he'll have someone with a sort of knowledge of the domestic game to help him along during the initial stages there. But it's good for the league. I mean, how many leagues such as the JD Cymru North can boast a former World Cup winning manager? Someone who's played with Diego Maradona. I know some of the comments towards the whole sort of managerial situation from certain sections of that former fan base have been pretty embarrassing, really. And I think it's just about the time they cut ties and got on with their Bangor 1876 thing, because they're doing so much good work over there, and just leave Bangor City to it, really, now.
No game for Llandudno this weekend. It's their weekend off, and I'm sure they've got a lot to focus on, because they were on the disappointing end of a defeat. Let's see what Matt Jones thought about that and what his preparations are as they plan for the midweek ahead.
You know, after having three positive performances, we were looking to continue on that run. It didn't quite happen for us on Friday night. Fair play to Chris and Llangefni. They had a game plan. They really stuck to it. Players worked incredibly hard, and it proved successful for them in the end. I think we struggled to kind of break them down. So yeah, obviously a free weekend now, and then straight into the next game, which is Prestatyn, which is, as everyone knows, will be a really, really tough one. But we're going to spend this week focusing and making sure that we put right what we feel needs to be done.
Time to have a look at that Player and Manager of the Month shortlist now then. Dean, let's start with the players first on the shortlist. Jordan Davis from Prestatyn Town, Mark Cadwallader from Flint Town United, Llan Rhyadr, Mochnant, Matthew Evans and Jake Eyre from Gresford make the list. But I think you would ask the question that somebody else might be missing there.
Yeah, how Corrie McGonigal's not on this list is absolutely beyond me. I was astounded when the list came out and he wasn't on it. Conway Burrows, talisman, fired him into second in the table, scoring goals for fun, scoring goals from all different ways, free kicks, penalties, in and around the box, outside the area. He just offers so much for this side. Where they'd be without him, I'm not too sure, but I was absolutely flabbergasted when he wasn't on the list. For the people that are there, I think Matt Cadwallader, he's had a great couple of weeks for Flint, scoring goals, proving to be a real, real threat in the final third. I named him my Player of the Year last year, and he's sort of, and he's picked up where he left off, really, and really, really establishing himself as one of the primary threats anywhere in this league and outside of the Welsh Premier.
And when it comes to the managers, Neil Gibson from Prestatyn heads the shortlist. Gary Lewis from Penryn Cork is there. Excellent September it was for them. And Bernie Jones, 10 points from 4 games for his side. Who's caught your fancy?
Yeah, I mean, Gibbo is more than... I don't think anyone would argue if he got it, given what sort of form they've been in. But what Bernie's done, it's been equally, if not more impressive than what Prestatyn are doing. I mean, given the resources at their disposal, given that nobody fancies them at any stage. So if I was dishing it out, it'd be Bernie, and Gibbo's no less deserving of it, given how well Prestatyn have been doing lately.
So a full schedule all on the Saturday for Cymru North this weekend. Corwin against Colwyn Bay will start off with, if we can, Dean. How do you think this one's going to go?
Yeah, this will be tough going for Colwyn as well. Colwyn Bay are really starting to hit their stride now. Mitch Bright up front, I did tip him to be top goal scorer at the start of the season. after a pretty slow start. His importance to the side is becoming more and more highlighted, really, as the games go on. He's a ruthless finisher. Obviously, Cole in and out of the bottom, given the loss last week against Real. They still haven't got a manager in. It'll be a stiff ask for anyone who does go in there to try and keep him up.
Grassford hosting Real at 2:30. How's that going?
Yeah, this is an important game for both sides, really. Grassford have been very, very inconsistent, and Real are on a good run of form. I know there's a lot of personal links between the two sides, what with Eddie Murray Jones having managed Grassford in the past. A few players from each side haven't played for both in the last couple of years. So it'll be an interesting one. I mean, there'll be no surprises, but Real could pick up another positive result here. It keeps them at least in the frame, that's for sure.
Now, you've already made your intentions clear about Corrig. Conwy Borough are away at Gillsfield. Chance for him to do something there.
Conwy Borough absolutely flying at the minute, to be fair. Second in the league now after a good win against Penryn Cork last week. Warren and Ress are doing absolute wonders there, to be honest, given the fact that they were largely forgotten about and written off. They've gone sort of under the radar a little bit, even now, even though they're second in the league. Gillsfield will be a tough away test for them, though, as they're really, really good on home soil and are notoriously difficult to beat there. And they'll want a response after getting turned over at Colne Bay last week.
And two sides that did quite well for themselves last week, Llanfair United against Porthmadog. How's that going to go?
Yeah, brilliant result for Porthmadog last week. So important for them to get that first win. I know it could have been by even more. I know Jay Gibbs missed a couple of penalties as well. But that's going to do wonders for their confidence. Getting that first win, all important now. They haven't actually been playing that badly. It's just that sort of they've been losing by the odd goal. Results haven't really been going their way. But they can take this confidence now into another really, really important clash at Llanfair, who are obviously still looking for their first win. This is a good chance. They'll look at this as a good chance for them, given the form that Porthmadog have been in, where they are in the standings. But this I expect this to be a real catalyst for Port to pick up some positive results from now on, and I'd expect them to get a result here at Llanfair.
And it's Prestatyn against Llangefni. How's that going to go?
Yeah, it's a pretty daunting task for Llangefni, this one. If Chris Roberts has said, have shown anything this year, they are dogged. They will give you a game. Like I say, when I saw him against Real, no one gave him much hope, and they really, really were in that game for a long, long time, because they were really well drilled at the back. They had two banks of four in front of Tyler. They looked to go on the break with Matty Jones and get Jamie Roberts on the ball as much as possible. I think that's going to be crucial as well, because he's going to have to counteract what Rob Hughes and Michael Parker, if he plays, and Ben Maher are doing in the Prestatyn midfield, because they can open you up at any given opportunity. It's going to be a tough ask, but like I say, it's a bit of a free hit for them. They're not expected to get anything, and any positives they can get out of it will stand them good stead going forward, I think.
Now, Flint, after losing to Prestatyn, will face a tough old task over at Llanrider and Mochnant Saturday at 2:30, won't they?
Both teams will be looking to sort of put last week's disappointments behind them and get their sort of title challenge back on track. Llanrider are at home, so they'd be wanting to take full advantage of that, whereas Flint will sort of be a little bit demoralised, I would have thought, given the way they lost against Prestatyn. But like I say, there's enough talent in that Flint team to go and beat anyone on their day. This is going to be a really tight one, and I wouldn't be surprised if both teams walked away with something to show.
And what about Ritten against Bangor? New manager's in charge.
Who knows what to expect from Bangor, really? New manager. They gave Ballytown a real good run for their money in the Nathaniel MG Cup, which they could take a lot of positives from. But on the flip side, how much has that taken out of them for Saturday's game? Against the Ritten side, who are more than capable of beating anyone in this league on their day. They've not really lost that much momentum with the change of Chris as that manager. But it's just a case of how's this new manager going to adjust to life in the league? Because he's going to find out pretty quickly. It's not the cakewalk he's probably been promised.
And then the last of the Saturday games to talk about, Penryn Cork against Buckley.
Yeah, like with most games in this league, I expect this one to be quite tight as well. Before they got turned over at Conway last week, Penryn Cork have been in some really good form, and they're still sort of in and around the top six. So they could put last week's down to a bit of a blip, really. Don't take too much disheart from it, and look to bounce back this weekend. But Buckley come in good form, picked up a really important win against Llanfair so their confidence is going to be higher as well. So they'll be looking to build on and get back-to-back wins.
And a reminder that there's a full midweek campaign after this, except that Bangor's game against Llanfair United has been called off on the Tuesday. It's been postponed to be rearranged at a later date. We'll keep you up to date on that, and we will see you this time next week.